Hey, Gio.
Oh, God, here he is. This guy, you got to love him. Go ahead. What's up, Ant? Talk to me.
Where are you right now?
Where am I now? I don't know. I feel like I got abducted and dragged out of the pizzeria. I'm at a filming for a podcast. I don't even know what a podcast is, but okay.
Do you know what the podcast is called?
Podcast. You just told me.
No, your podcast. This is your podcast.
Oh, my podcast. Luigi's Pizza Podcast? Bo?
Get in the know with Gio.
Thank you. Get in the know with Gio. Sounds good. That's what a New York slice is.
I wanted to ask you a couple questions, but I know that our thing is that it's really unscripted. It's not really prepared in advance. I know people ask you that question a lot. Is that true?
Very true. I don't like to hear the question ahead of time. I like to get it because when you hit me with it is whether I'm going to give you that shock like, are you serious? Or, okay, yeah, depending on what the question is.
Yeah.
As honest as I can be.
First and foremost, I think that people want to know, because you're strict and hard with your rules about what constitutes a New York pizza. What makes a pizza a New York pizza? What makes a pizza like a Neapolitan pizza? There's obviously a difference, right?
Yeah, 100%. There's definitely a difference. You know, Neapolitan's smaller, cooked in a 700 to 900 degree oven, hot spots. No. A real New York slice, the way I grew up and the way people in New York know it, is cooked in an oven. It sets in an oven for 9 to 10 minutes, gets a nice brown, crisp, crunch slice, sauce, cheese, really good sauce, light cheese. That's what a Brooklyn, a New York slice is. People come from all over the world to New York to have a New York slice. They're not coming for the gimmicks. They're not coming for what you could throw on top. They want dough, sauce, and cheese. All right? There isn't a better combination on earth than sauce and bread. So people come here to that. That's what I want to give them. I want to give them a real Brooklyn, New York slice.
Why is a New York pizza a New York pizza? Why does your pizza embody what a New York pizza should be?
My pizza embodies it because there was a guy who came from Italy, all right, got here, and he worked 14, 16 hours a day with making pizza, making the dough, preparing the sauce, and putting it all together. Yes, New York slice was... People see these pizzerias that open 7-8 hours a day. What's 7-8 hours a day? It was morning till the next morning, practically. That was the work of a pizza man, what my father did. My father went to work at 8 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, he was there. Sometimes they stayed till 4 when it was busy. And they used dough, sauce, and cheese. Then there was two things, a round and a square, the Sicilian and the round. There was none of this other bologna.
How much did a New York slice cost? Like, how much did it cost when you first started, you know?
I remember my father telling me in the old days, there used to be the pizza wars. And there used to be who had it for 15 cents, who had two for a quarter. When my father opened in 1973, I remember it was 30 cents and a free Coke.
Your dad was an Italian immigrant, obviously, and he taught you everything that you know. He was the one to teach you how to make pizza. Do you think that the years of family history and your story plays into the taste?
Yeah, 100% plays into the pizzeria. When I opened that gate, I lost both of my parents. When I walk into that gate, my parents are in the pizzeria with me all day. And I walk in, and I know I got to put my heart into it the way they did because they had to make it. They had nothing else. If that failed, the family wouldn't. My father had to feed 5 kids. So, yes, it plays 100%. Everything is made the same. I don't change anything. My father might have been... I have a better education than my father, but I don't have better smarts than my father. My father had a drive to make it happen. Came here with nothing. So he knew he had to work. And walking into that pizzeria definitely plays a part. It's going back in time. Every time I walk in, I'm working with my parents.
Talk to me about some of the utensils that you have. I remember when the first time I came in, one of the things I noticed was the cash register, the oil dispenser. Tell me about those. Like, does that make your pizza more of what the legend is?
The register is the mystery of the pizzeria. My father bought it used, got it for nothing. I mean, he built the pizzeria with whatever he had. And the register, he wasn't going to go buy a new register. The register was last fixed in 1947. There's a work order under the drawer of a woman who fixed it in 1947. Well, I took it apart with my friend, who was a locksmith. We actually took it apart to see if we could find when it was built. We couldn't find a date. There's no stamping on it. You know, the utensils, the oil can. My father had, I remember 25 years ago, my father says, you know, this oil can's no good. We got to have to, I guess I got to throw it out. I said, throw it out. Papa, you started from day one. There was the handle came off. So I got some JB Weld. I got a pop rivet gun. I pop a rivet into it. I put JB Weld on it, and it's still pumping 50 years, 51 years on March 14th. I mean, February 14th will be 51 years. It's still working. I wasn't going to get rid of it. My father's hands touched it. For me, that's a priceless piece in that stuff.
And do you think something like that plays into the taste? I do personally. Like, the fact that you're using the same things, it just adds to the ambiance. Like, when you walk into a place, you know what you're going to get. You know that this is something that's been around almost since the pizzeria started.
Anthony, 100% plays a part. I use those square trays. Those square trays are so seasoned to make perfect squares all the time. If I had to use a new one, I'd shake.
Really?
Yeah, because I know they have to be seasoned. It takes time. Once in a while, my father would actually make a fire in the yard and put the trays in the fire. And after they sat there for hours burning, he would take them out. They would leave it, you know, wait for the fire to go out, cooled off. My father would season them with oil all over again.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, like I said, I might have went to school. He had the knowledge of growing up with nothing in Europe, and they made everything work and last.
You said something earlier about a square and a round. Is a square slice also a New York slice? You would consider that a New York pizza as well?
100%. 100%. Square slices is 100% New York slice. It was making pizza in a pan. You know, today they've taken it to the Detroit, to this, the bigger pan, the big melt, this, all the, you know, whatever works, Sicilian and a round. There was no Detroit, there was no California, there was round and square.
A lot of the time when people ask me about your pizzeria, the first thing that they say is that, oh, that's the pizzeria from Big Daddy, right? Can you walk me through what it was like to film with Adam Sandler?
Oh, what an adventure. Adam Sandler's a great guy. Actually, it's going to be our 25th anniversary when it actually played. They came in, they wanted to use a store. And my father turned around and they talked to my father, worked out a deal, negotiated. My father said, okay. Then the director says, okay, we're going to close. My father said, close? I'm not closing. I got customers that come here 30 years. You know what? Go find another pizzeria. Papa, we're going to be in a movie. You and him, get the fuck out of here. My father snapped. My father, no. The director was like, what? Couldn't believe that my father said, get out, and threw him out. I said, Papa, we were going to be in a movie. He says, get out. Tell him, that's it. So I walked outside. I spoke to the director. He spoke to his producer, whoever was with him, the woman. And he told her, I want this store, and I want that man in this movie, because he's never gotten they don't get thrown out. They negotiate more money.
Yeah.
My father didn't care about the money. He felt his customers were coming 30 years, and they were more important than somebody who comes once. He says, even if he gives me $10,000, they kept me here for 30 years. That day, I learned more from a second grade education than all the schooling I ever did in my life. My father taught me so much. We worked out a deal. They were serving the customers through the hallway. So their crew was actually taking orders and in between takes. So we start the movie, start filming. They put the kid on the counter. My father says, hey, push the kid right off. The kid flew off the counter. Thank God he landed on his feet. My father was, you know, old school, pushed him right off. And my father says, hey, we can't sit on the, people eat food over here. You can't put them on the counter. So we put a napkin, they put a towel under the kid's butt. to appease my father to say, hey, because, okay, my father wasn't too happy with it, but it was better than sitting his butt on the counter where people eat.
And were you both in the movie?
Yeah, me, my father, and my mother. My mother was making pizza boxes. My father was throwing the pizza in the air, and I was walking back and forth.
Did your dad care that he was in the movie?
My father enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more to it. About 4 years later, my father got a call from a director 3 years later. They wanted him to film a scene. And my father had retired. Okay? They asked for my father to be in the scene. They offered my father $25,000 for 3 days. They would even do the scene at his house. My father said, tell the director, thank you, but I'm a retired. And when I went back and spoke to the guy, Chris, he left. He goes, you know something? I expected something like that from your father. And it was beautiful. My father's like, no. I'm retired. Thank you, but no thank you. Papa, it's $25,000. Nope. This is my home. Nobody comes here to bother me in my home.
What are some other films that that have taken place at your pizzeria?
Oh, numerous different things. We did Jack Daniels commercial. We did a NCAA tournament. Little different ads. It's, you know, my father wasn't. It didn't make a difference to him. Comic books. Just some. Mad Magazine, just so many things. Just my father didn't care. It wasn't, his customers were more important.
Who were some of the celebrities that you've encountered over the years at your pizzeria?
Oh, we had Basketball Diaries. We sent pizza to Leonardo DiCaprio, Marky Mark. They're filming across the street. Leonardo DiCaprio, Uncle Mark, Benny Hill, Mickey Rourke, Brenda K. Starr. At Brenda K. Starr, I had to bring the pizza to the studio. Loved the pizza. One of the sweetest people I've ever met. Iced tea. He was parked in front. They filmed in the school. He was parked in front. We had handed them pizza. His driver was a great guy. Steve Buscemi is probably my favorite all time. Is Steve Buscemi, Jeremy Allen White, Lip, Shameless, The Bear. Great guys. They come in. Steve is just one of a kind. He's the type of guy when he walks in. He lights up the room with a smile, and he's more than willing to do anything with any customer. Just such a genuine, nice guy. Huh? My niece, I remember my niece was in college. She goes, Uncle Gio, I'm dying to meet him. I says, well, I asked Steve, I said, Steve, that was from the John Daly, the Daly Show, when they filmed New York versus Chicago. That was filmed in a pizzeria where Michael Strahan stands on a pizza, flies away. Well, Steve did the filming inside the pizzeria. After the filming, I said, Steve, do you mind if I call my niece? My niece wants to meet you. He says, yeah. I said, but she's in Staten Island. She's in college. I called her up. I said, Tonina, get here now. She went and grabbed her cousin, Elisa. They were in the same college. He waited almost an hour for them to get out of school to take pictures with them. He had no problem sitting there. People are walking in saying, Gio, you know, that guy looks like Steve. And he would lift his hand and go, hello. And they're like, I'm like, yeah, that's him. Just a genuine, nice guy. I mean, Burna, 6ix9ine, the rapper. Burna, which is one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet from Cookies. Real dynamite guy. He was with friends. He's a real, just one-of-a-kind guy. His personality, genuine, nice. I mean, thank God my store's attracted good people. And I mean, just endless people have walked through the doors. Ray Sierra. I remember one day just sitting there and Kevin James walked in. I was like, nah, it can't be Kevin James. No way. Sure enough, it was Kevin James. He came in, sat down in the back with us, had some pizza. I mean, we talked for hours. He sat there 2 hours. Just a great guy. I wish him all the luck in the world, all the happiness. Great guy. I mean, just so many people that, priceless people. I mean, thank God I've attracted a lot of good. Adam Sandler was a character, what a nice guy. He couldn't believe when my father would decide to walk off the set, he wanted to quit. He goes, oh, there goes the star again.
The coach of the Jets?
Oh.
Which was huge for you?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
I flew all the way, flying back from Pennsylvania to meet Rob Sala, great guy. He was good to the people. actually hung out with my friend, with Anthony, my nephew, and filmed with him.
One of the things that went through my mind when I first started to work with you, I saw the power of your pizzeria, the power of you, your like brand, like what comes along with what you embody. And nothing hit me harder than when The Rock commented on one of your posts and said he wants to come to the pizzeria. How did you feel about that?
How do I feel? I'm a Bruno Sammartino. I'm a IWA, NWA fan, you know, when wrestling was premature and, you know, it was easy to body slam somebody and they actually got hurt. Now they're all athletes and, you know, different level. But The Rock, come on, man, he's the man. He's taken wrestling to another level. I mean, the WWF has got to thank God for a guy like The Rock. The Rock has brought it. Bruno took it to this part. Bruno, Chief J. Strongbow, Pedro Morales, the guys that, you know, I grew up watching to The Rock. I mean, just another level of wrestling. It's worldwide. It's another level.
Are you immune to this by now? Like, do you, is this just, like, are you, when these type of people walk in, like, most people would be starstruck. Are you immune to it? Like, are you just like, hey, I'm Gio the pizza guy and this is what I do best?
You know what I found from all of them coming in? They're down-to-earth people, every single one. Like, you couldn't get a nicer guy than Steve and Kevin James. Like, these are people I've met. You could go sit in a bar or a club and hang out and have a drink with them, or let's go grab a slice of pizza. I don't know where I would go if I wasn't in my store, but, yeah, I would go grab a slice of pizza with them.
So when you – let's touch back on that. When you go to another store, like, do you feel comfortable going in?
Go in?
Yeah.
I don't go in.
Speaking of what embodies a New York slice, what goes through your mind when you walk into another pizzeria? What is what you pick up on almost immediately?
I walk in and I'll look at the product. I'll look at the labels, you know, see whatever I can see as far as brands and companies that they use. But what another thing that I look at is, do they have 40 different pies? Because I'm not going to eat any of those. I don't go for that gimmick stuff. You don't know how long it's been there. You don't know. I carry 5 pies. The round, the square, the fresh mozzarella, the grandma, and the supreme slice. Peppers, onions, sopressata. Occasionally I put a white pie up because I want it to sell. I mean, one of the biggest things that drives me crazy when people go, you got anything fresh? I don't have 40 different pies. So the turnaround is constantly moving. I could have a line out the door and people still come in and say, could I have a fresh slice? Because everybody else is here waiting for the aged pizza? Come on. And that, to me, I look at what they use. I look at the color of the sauce. Do they use the same sauce on the square as the round? So what am I paying for? A little more bread? I'm not a fan of that either. The Sicilian is supposed to have a cooked sauce. Today, no pizzeria does that. 90% of pizzerias use the same sauce on everything. Why should they have a different one for the square? So why are you paying more for? I could do my own little private critique, and I've been to a lot of places out there. Yes, I've had your pizza. Yes, when I talk about garbage that's out there and good stuff, I've been there. Yes, trust me. My wife is the victim. Really? I'm like, get out of the car, go pick out 3 slices. I always start with the square and the round and pick an odd one all the time. Never fails.
Even one with the crazy toppings?
Well, not too crazy. I don't get that crazy, yes, because basically, I judge on the round and the square. I know my wife likes to go out of the box and try different things, but me, I'm the round and the square. And I'd be honest with you, there's some where I say, hey, this is pretty good, and some I'm like, how are they still in business? Yes, I do my own little critiquing. I do not like to be spotted. The few times I've been spotted, they want to take a picture. They want to say, oh, he came here to eat into my place. I've had actually swallow and say, so what do you think of the pizza? It was different. Yeah, it was different, all right. I never had trash before.
Why do you have something against certain toppings? Like, why do you have something against when you walk into, like, a pizzeria, you see a display case, and there's 40 different kinds of pizzas, buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, like, all these types of slices. Like, what is it that is wrong about that to you?
What's wrong about that is that stuff is going to sit. You're not going to rotate that stuff all the time. A pizzeria is known to have a quick bite, fresh. And if you have a limited menu, you're constantly rolling. When you have all that other stuff, how much of that other stuff really sells? You have five different types of buffalo slices. How fast does that move? How fast does it move? How fresh is it? Yeah, am I wrong? You know what? People will go jump on me for it. I'm wrong. This is what I believe. I sell this. It's always fresh. It's always moving. How long can my slice really sit? It's not going to sit for an hour, 2 hours. It never happens. So to me, I want to walk in and have fresh stuff. I mean, this is where people come. People come from all over the world. Pizza is now the hit. It's the hottest thing. It's the hottest meal to quick meal. It became, at one time, pizza was just a quick bite. Now it's become a dinner. I want to make sure it's the best it can be. And that by doing that is by not having a million different pies. Sure, if you want to order a vodka pie, I'll make you a vodka pie. Do I have vodka slices? No. It doesn't move as fast as the plain slice. Why would I give you a vodka slice that's been sitting an hour? People will have it. We'll take it. But some people say, oh, you don't have a fresh one coming out? I don't want to hear that. You know what? My round and my Sicilian are constantly moving. You know that they're constantly moving.
Now, where does the word square come from? Because I'm from Queens. I never use the word square.
Of course, it's Sicilian.
Yes. Yeah. I always use that word.
Sicilian.
Now, you're from Brooklyn. Like, where does square come from? Like the word square.
The word square. I guess they Americanized it, but it was a Sicilian slice forever.
Even to you?
Yeah, always a Sicilian. Yeah. Could I have a Sicilian? And old school people come in and say, could I have a Sicilian, please?
Now, is a grandma a square? Or a square is just a Sicilian?
You know what? That's, to me, only a square is a Sicilian because it inherited that name. The grandma came along later on. Obviously, the Sicilian is older than the grandma. Even though grandma was what your grandmother, my mother used to make at home. My mother used to make it with little aluminum trays from Entenmann's cakes. So, you know, in the old days, you buy a cake, you get the aluminum trays. My mother would make bread once a week. We never bought bread outside the house. So when my father brought home a little loaf of Italian bread out from a store, we thought it was gold because we never ate outside the box. My mother made the bread for the week. She would have extra dough left. She would stretch it out on those little trays and make pizza.
Would you be open to being in a movie if somebody asked you?
Sure. Why not? I'd be open to it. Auntie, everything I do is to see Luigi's. My father feels like I failed. My father always felt like I did something wrong by making pizza. He didn't want this for me. He sent me to private schools. He wanted me to have the best education to be better than him. But I worked my whole life since I'm a kid in the pizzeria. That's what I love to do. He didn't realize that all that working, his thing was I pay for your education, I pay for your food, I pay for your roof. Then you work for me. You work. And you got it. This is it. So in that working, I got to meet people, talk to people. I became great at what I do. And I love what I do. I've never had to work a day in my life because of that. My father couldn't understand that because to him, it was a job. My father's dream would be to be a farmer. To me, I love what I do. My father didn't want me in the pizzeria. So I strive. And the more I put Luigi's name all over the place, it's not my name. I didn't take my father's sign down and put Luigi Giovanni up there. I could never fit in my father's shoes. If I could be 0.01% of my father, I'd be the greatest man on earth. My father always said to me, his joke was, I went to the second grade. They're lucky in this country I didn't go to high school. I'd be the president. And I believe he would have.
What is something that you hope people get from this podcast?
What I really want them to get? I want them to maybe just sit for a second and in their head and say, well, you know what? I can think back to the days of being younger with my family and eating pizza and making it at home with my grandmother. To me, when I talk about it, I automatically in my head visualize my mother staying home, making the dough rise. Brings back memories. Memories of when good times, of things of with the family all together. Today, everybody works. Mom couldn't stay home. Today, the mother, the father, the kids, they all chip in to survive. It's a different world. Just just to let them take back and say, wow, it was great growing up like this. It really was.